World of Tanks tips. These are my tips for the video game World of Tanks. It is upgraded as of July 5th, 2022. First of all, you can open multiple accounts and you can play in multiple regions. For example, I have a US account and I have an EU account. And you can open multiple accounts on the same region. I've got three accounts on the North America region, even though I really don't play the other two accounts very often. Probably don't even have 100 games. And so you can use one account to goof around in and to test things out, and you can use another one to pad your stats. Different regions have different gameplay and different play style. For example, on the EU server, they play a lot differently than on the American server. What I've noticed on the EU server is it's more, during the week, it's more of a mob of tanks driving around. And on the Russian server, they can be very aggressive. Gameplay is different on weekends as compared to weekdays. So I play during the weekdays sometimes. Games are a lot easier, less competitive. A lot of people don't know how to play, a lot less action, but that doesn't mean you're going to win more games because you're playing against people that are not really competent on both teams. So I haven't found higher win rates. Weekday gameplay is easier and weekend gameplay is more competitive. The most competitive gameplay are weekends with 5 times bonuses. You will have better stats during events such as frontline or ranked battles. And the reason why is because during those games, the best players won't be playing random battles. They go and they play ranked battles and frontline, and that gives you an opportunity to get better stats and to level up your marks of excellence. So sometimes you'll hear people say, "Oh, I'm sick and tired of playing frontline," but you'll see, "Well, you're like a purple player. Why are you tired of playing frontline?" Because it's because it's harder for them to cheat all the stat padders out there. The best time to work on gun marks is the day the tanks are released. The day a tank is released, there's no history for gun marks, so it's easy to gun mark them. And you see players bragging, "Oh, this player gun marked the tank the day it was released," because it's the easiest time to do it. The easiest gun marking I did was the day the tanks were released, and I don't gun mark tanks the day they're released because I'm not a cheater and I don't want to go around saying, "See, I got 3 gun marks, but I didn't really earn it." You know, I earn my gun marks. So I do not play for gun marks the day a tank is released. I've done it before, and that's how I know how easy it is because I saw the way it would change after a few weeks go by. You have the easiest chance of getting 3 gun marks on a newly released tank before it has been played by other players. If you're working on gun marks, also known as marks of excellence, play every tank once. So you start your day, I've got like 300 tanks. Play every tank once that you're working on. If your gun mark ratio increases dramatically on a mediocre game, then you know it's going to be easier to get the gun mark on that tank. And if it goes down, it will be harder. So you play each tank just one game and you check the gun marks. And if you see one of them jump up, play that tank for the next 2 weeks. The easiest way to get gun marks is to use the best modules, the best equipment, the best crew, and the best rounds. I don't use gold rounds. If you watch my videos, you'll know I can play thousands of games and I'll never fire a gold round because I think it's cheating. And I play the game for fun. I don't play to get beautiful stats. All the top players are playing with gold rounds. And if you watch reviews from other streamers that have like 10 kill games, always firing gold rounds. You'll probably need to maximize the performance of your vehicle, including gun rounds, in order to get 3 marks. If many players are trying to get marks of excellence for the same exact tank, it'll be harder for you to do so. It's better to get the third gun mark as quickly as possible because if you play for 2 weeks, and let's say you kind of take your time, once the 2 weeks is over, your performance during that 2 weeks is going to be taken into account when the new mark ratios are recalculated. So if you're a good player and you take more than 2 weeks, you're competing against yourself. Try to combine spotting damage and tracking to get your mark of excellence. Many top players get 3 mark of excellence by working together. If you're a solo player, you have to compete against cooperative players. There's a lot of people who cheat in the game. People are always posting in the forums. I've been playing for like 8 or 9 years, and within 2 weeks, I knew every way to cheat in the game because everybody was telling me, do this, do this, do this, do this. And I don't like to cheat. I just want to play the game and have fun. I'm a merit-based person. I want a challenge. I wouldn't play the game if it weren't challenging. And you're playing against people who cheat and pad their stats. Being cooperative means that one person is, let's say you're doing spotting damage, one person is only shooting at tanks that you spot and they're ignoring the rest of the team. So you're a spotter and you get the SPG to platoon with you and he gives you spotting damage. They changed the rules so people can't do it anymore because people were cheating. So a lot of people did that to do stat padding. Okay, so these are my World of Tanks tips. I'm going to go through the rest of them real quick. You'll be better skilled if you play stock tanks. Use no gold ammo. You will get a lower win rate, but you will be better skilled. You can use your free EXP to upgrade stock tanks before playing them, which I do. Some modules work on other tanks that you have not bought yet. So you might have a tank that has a gun that works on another tank. So don't sell it. Keep it and use it on the other tank. You will get to tier 10 faster if you play tanks on one tech tree. If you play multiple tech trees, you'll get there slower. What I did was I played multiple tech trees. If you play for free, the gift tanks can earn you a lot of bonuses. And lower tier premium tanks can earn you a lot of silver credits. You can get tons of free EXP and crew EXP and credits from gift tanks, the tier 2 and tier 3 tanks. Some of them have special modifiers. French tech tree is good for higher tiers, lots of auto loaders. German is good for lower tiers, it's good for the higher tiers too. US is a good all-around tech tree. Chinese light tanks and French are good. Chinese heavy tanks catch fire easily. Don't use mentor. There's better ways to train the crew. Some of the best tanks in the game are the Progetto, the Scorpion G, and the Object 260. You can earn many premium tanks during the year, usually 2 or 3 marathons for free tanks. And you'll get 2 or more low-tier gift tanks. A fun tank is a TOG 2, but it's only overpowered against same and lower tier tanks. In tier 10, most tanks do the same penetration and damage. Tier 10, they're all kind of even. There's a few exceptions. Buying tier 10 tanks using silver is expensive, 6 million. It can take a long time to earn that, like six. It could take, I don't know, 10 or more hours playing to earn that much silver. Play some games using SPG so you can learn how it works and you can learn their hiding spots and how to hide from them. Stats such as WN8 win rate are misleading and not a good indicator of player skill. Too many people stat pad. The highest win rate players are stat padding like crazy. There was a research that showed that over many years on video games, win rates become 50% for all players, whether you're good or not, because you're on random teams and there's an equal chance that players on the other team are also going to have high win rates. So it's not like every game you're playing against people that suck. Only the best player in the game does that. So studies that have been done on video games show that the win rates even out over random battles. However, there's so much cheating going on in World of Tanks, stat padding. You can earn a free premium by referring friends to the game and earning the tanks together. Joining a clan will earn you additional rewards. If you want to see any more, go to my forum, World of Tanks at cheapbooks.cc.